Anti-GOP violence escalates, top Democrats egg on the goons. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Thursday, October, 1828. The repeated calls from top Democrats leaders and influential leftists to harass and even attack conservatives and Republicans are having their effect. GOP officials and conservatives have been attacked and threatened anywhere and everywhere. And the attacks aren't just aimed at national figures such as Senator Ted Cruz, who was driven from a restaurant by hashtag MeToo vigilantes during the confirmation hearings of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Leftists are attacking state and local GOP officials as well. Meanwhile, unhinged university professors have joined top Democrats in calling for an end to civility. The latest attacks occurred in Minnesota, news reports say. According to the CBS affiliate in Minneapolis, GOP State Representative Sarah Anderson had left home to campaign on October 14 when she spotted a vandal wrecking campaign signs. Reported the affiliate. Parking her car, Anderson confronted the man. I said, "You can't do this," and he said, "Yes, I can, I'm an anarchist. I can do whatever I want," and I said, "No, you can't, that's not your property." Wisely, Anderson began video recording, but the violent goon backed her into the street, swearing, the station reported. Then the thug charged. "Go kill yourself," he said. Anderson returned to her car and followed the man as he walked away toward a filling station, where she photographed him charging at her again. He tried to stop her from leaving, punching her in the arm, the affiliate reported. I said, "I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now," and he was still with his head in my vehicle, just yelling, Anderson told the station. He was irrational, just completely irrational. The cops have identified a suspect, the Washington Free Beacon reported. 2 days before the anarchist goon attacked Anderson, another thug sucker punched a GOP candidate for the Minnesota House of Representatives. Shane Meckland was at a restaurant when a man approached and said something about the middle class. He was, Meckland told the Star Tribune, a much, much bigger person who did not seem dangerous, reported the Star Tribune. It was a typical politically charged statement, not necessarily one way or the other, just a statement in general, Meckland told the newspaper. It was in reference to politicians not caring about the middle class. The man simply blindsided him and punched him. Meckland suffered a concussion. The suspect has apparently confessed to committing an unprovoked attack. Other anti-GOP attacks including the attempted stabbing of a candidate, attacks on Trump supporters wearing MAGA hats, and the famous bike lock assault that ended with a slap on the wrist for the assailant. The radical mayor of Portland, Oregon is permitting leftist rioters to rule the streets. Calls for violence against the GOP. One explanation for these attacks might be the hateful, vitriolic anti-GOP, anti-conservative rhetoric from Democrats, including top officials. Back in Minnesota, for instance, the Democratic Party suspended a spokesman because he said Republicans should be led to the guillotine the day after the midterm elections, which Democrats anticipate winning. Just last week, Hillary Clinton herself said the time for civility toward Republicans is over. You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about, Clinton told CNN. Former Attorney General Eric Holder dogwhistled to the likes of the anarchist who attacked Anderson. Speaking at a campaign rally for a candidate, Holder said, "Michelle Obama always says, when they go low, we go high, no. No. When they go low, we kick them." Of course, Holder denied saying anything inappropriate or that he promoted anything illegal. Representative Maxine Waters has repeatedly and unapologetically called for leftist mobs to drive conservatives and Republicans from restaurants and other public places with threats and harassment. In February 2017, not a month after Trump was inaugurated, Senator Tim Kaine said leftists must fight in the streets. His son landed on probation after joining an anti-Trump goon squad and resisting arrest. The message is trickling down. An assistant sociology professor at the University of Mississippi suggested food terrorism, because the Senate confirmed Kavanaugh. "Don't just interrupt a senator's meal, y'all," he tweeted, apparently referring to the loons who besieged Cruz. "Put your whole fingers in their salads. Take their apps and distribute them to the other diners. Bring boxes and take their food home with you on the way out. They don't deserve your civility." Not surprisingly, the university's authorities did nothing but call for civility. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.